American Transmission Company is hoping to build the first major line from the north, but is finding stiff opposition, so they're running folksy TV and radio ads.
Hi, Marv Nellis here again with Mark Williamson of ATC. Mark, I want to follow up on your statement that consumers might be facing power outages and even higher costs if a new transmission line isn't built now.
Mark Williamson is the chief spokesperson for ATC. He says the ad campaign is extensive, but he says they want to convince landowners and politicians that this 240-mile-long line is needed.
One of our concerns is that the public understand the vital need for the facilities and why we need to go about this and try to build a better base of understanding about how electricity works and why you need to make improvements to make sure it remains reliable for everybody.
ATC has its work cut out for it. Several county boards have voted against letting the company use public land for its line, and landowners have formed a tough opposition group called SOUL, short for Save Our Unique Lands. SOUL board member Mark Liebert of South Range isn't impressed with the ad and its claims.
Marv, we just don't have enough transmission capacity in Wisconsin. If the line isn't built, there will be power outages and outrageously high electric bills.
Is it worth it?
Mark Williamson can tell you this is going to keep your lights on and keep babies alive in incubators and keep pumping gas. The reality is Mark Williamson's company will make more money off of this line than any other option in Wisconsin.
Both sides will bring their case before the Public Service Commission in Madison beginning September 9th. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.